Morning, 6:46 a.m. on Saturday, August the 8th, 2020. Whew. Crows here. A couple crows, runny nose. Don't know where the wind blows. It's a beautiful morning. Gosh, it's gorgeous. It's nice and cool. A little bit chilly. There's enough cloud that I don't have sun beating down on me, which is a nice change. I'm early enough this morning that the atmosphere hasn't had a chance to heat up very much from overnight. I know I talked about it before, but one of the aspects of living here in the high plains is that there are no large bodies of water to temper temperature changes. So when there is no cloud cover, the air cools pretty fast. And when there's no body of water to take the excess heat, it heats up very fast. So yeah, big changes in temperature from morning till night. It's expected to be 100 degrees today, somewhere in there, 96, 98, somewhere. And it's 64 here now. So I think the actual official ambient temperature is 60 degrees. So we'll have almost a 40 degree span from overnight to heat of the day, which will happen somewhere around 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. So having this time to get out in the fresh air when it's a Saturday morning, it's quiet. There aren't a lot of people moving around here this morning. I think I've seen like 3. There's a few cars out on West 20th. I actually don't hear anything on the big bypass. I made when I start down on the other side anyway. But it's a beautiful morning. It is gorgeous. And I'm feeling woohoo, because I got through all the way through 470 pages of Barbarian Hostage book. Barbarian book one, title is Hostage. It gave me goosebumps. And I have to say my kid did just an amazing job. Writing her half of the story. And the degree to which the two stories merge, in spite of the fact that neither one of us knew what the other was doing, is pretty astonishing. I'm a little bit gobsmacked. It's like, how did this happen? The chapters feed, so the end of one chapter is Tannin. And the beginning of the next chapter is Sukhothai. And they blend together. Like, you know, I planned these transitions from chapter to chapter. And in fact, the transitions that I planned, as much as I plan any transition, are all my chapters. They're all Tannin chapters because I wrote those. And the ones that are Sukhothai are her chapters. And yet, when we put them together, they just fit. They just clicked right into place. It was amazing. So yeah, today's a day. Today is play. Today is a day off. Today is, you've done your work, you buckled down, you did your thing, you did what you needed to do. I'm gonna take a day off. Probably going to play Fallout 4 most of the day. I'm going to step away from everything for a while today. And then tomorrow, even though it's Sunday, it doesn't matter. Every day's a work day. And just because I step away from it doesn't mean I'm not going to do anything, because I know perfectly well I won't be able to not do something. But I have to get ready for next weekend, too. So, next weekend is Novelrama, starting on Friday the 14th. And the goal is to write 25,000 words by the end of day Monday, the whatever day it is, 17th, I think. 14, 15, 16, 17, yeah, 17th. And I'll probably be doing Sprintmeister duties in the morning, which is my preferred task. And trying to see if I can write 25,000 words in 4 days. Now, in order to do that, I need to have a story that's in progress, that's going to let me write 6250 words a day.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Poodleman, I haven't seen him in forever. Coming back from Starbucks with his poodle and his coffee. So I'm going to have to spend some time this week. Not today. Today is a day of rest. Today is put it all behind me and let my brain sort of lose some of the fever. Cool down a little bit. Book was so freaking cool. I hope people like it. This is one of those times where I'm reading the book and I'm going, wow. And then I have to stop and say, well, what if nobody likes it? Now, the correct answer is, how likely is that? I suppose that's one answer. And the other answer is, I don't care. I like it. It's a good story. Sorry, earworm. I had just about enough time for one song, and it was the Billie Eilish, Bury a Friend. And it's such a catchy, dark, but catchy song. It's like, I just had to get it out of my head. So anyway, I have to get a new story going. I have to get some momentum started. If I can get a couple thousand words a day, starting, say, Monday, on either, well, no, it's not either or, because there's like two or three different choices. One is, I do have the next Ishmael Wong story started. I do have it outlined. And I put it down because it was boring. And the reality is, that's actually a feature, not a bug. I need to look at it and say, okay, why is this boring? What am I doing here? And if I go back and look at it now, will I still think it's boring? Do I still think it's not worthy of attention? I also have an outline started for the Wizard's Cat. So there's a possibility that I might just finish putting that outline together. I don't think I've got 40 sentences. I've got like 25 or something. See if I can get up to around 30, 35, 36. even 32, and see if I can find kind of a story skeleton to start writing Wizard Butler for. Now, probably most of you, know that outlines and I don't usually work well together. However, the 40 sentence outline structure that I picked up at Smarter Artist Summit like 3 years ago, 4 years ago now. Gosh, time flies when you're having fun. When I can make that work, it works pretty good. Come up on that. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. When I can get an outline, even though the few times that I've really, really leaned into it, what I found happening was that about the time I got to the end of the first 10 points, I pretty much had developed a story that was much better than the one and the outline. And I just used the outline to check pacing to see if I was doing the kinds of things that I need to do, even if they weren't the things that I said I was going to do in the outline. And I think the mistake that I have always made is looking at the outline as the roadmap. Like I was taking a cross-country trip and didn't dare get off the highway because I had to make it to Peoria by 5 p.m. or something. So it was much too restrictive for me to actually be something that I could follow through on and do. But when I started using the 40 sentence outline and started saying, okay, well, these are interesting things, and then dig into the story and find things that were much more interesting, what it sort of did was to bleed off the obvious and leave my brain free to explore some things that weren't obvious, that weren't the first thing that came to mind. I also had a talk with a friend of mine who is revitalizing some of her old work and self-publishing it. And looking forward to digging into it. She has a series of dirty little books. And yeah, you can probably guess that they are... They're dirty books. They're erotica. And she's such an interesting person that I'm really looking forward to digging into them and seeing, okay, what is this crazy woman's take on erotica? So I'm really looking forward to digging into it. If you want to go look them up, she's on Amazon under the name Theda, Theda, Hudson, like the bay. And there's three books, Dirty Little somethings. And then there's an omnibus edition that's all three of the books for one low, low price. So I'm kind of looking forward to digging into that because it's not something that I would write and publish, but it might be fun to read, particularly since I know her. Some of the interesting stuff that I've read lately. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I've been reading. I read a whole bunch, and I've got some more that I got to read because they're interesting. I read some Academy reverse harem paranormal romance, or perhaps it's urban fantasy romance, I don't know. PNR is the recognized, PNR paranormal romance is kind of the recognized category. And a bunch of my writer friends have written under pen names, a lot of short novels in this niche genre. And they're reverse harem, that is, the main character is a woman, and she has a harem of men. And it takes place in an academy. And because it's paranormal, it's an academy for magical beings. Now, whenever I tell people this, they go, "What the hell are you doing?" And the answer is, it's really fascinating for me to see how these, well, I was going to say younger women, because right at this point, most women are younger, as far as from my perspective. But they are relatively young. I don't think any of them is 45 yet. So they're relatively young. I know one of them's in their 30s. So they're relatively young. They're not teens. They're not, they have some idea about what's going on. And to see how they describe the men in their harem and the relationships that the men have amongst themselves in the harem, I find fascinating. It's like, this is an interesting, particularly for me, being of the male persuasion, it's interesting for me to see how they approach and what their, in a certain sense, ideal, not really, but what the perception of what that would look like with a bunch of men who were all dedicated to serving one woman. So I've read four or five of them, and I'm going, okay, this is a really interesting sub-niche. It's not something I can read all the time, but it's really interesting sub-niche. So yeah, and most of them are pretty steamy, as we say. But it's interesting to me to read some of the stuff that women write in particular. I've read a bunch of romances written by men, and I have to say, dude, find another genre. Your wish fulfillment notions about how women think and work and operate. Oh man. The only reason it's romance is because it's got a happily ever after, I think. But boy, some of them are cringeworthy. In fact, almost all of them are cringeworthy. It's just the degree to which you cringe, the degree to which I cringe reading those stories. So, let's see, what am I reading now? I'm still reading 11th Percent. It's kind of clunky. It's clearly first novel, and it's kind of clunky. But probably no clunkier, one of those words, one of those phrases is correct, I'm sure, than Quarter Share. And it's laying out a universe that is an interesting take on paranormal. So I'm still reading it. I didn't throw it away. I'm still enjoying it. The 11th Percent by T.H. Morris. I put a link to it on the post a couple days ago. It's on the website. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.